They were laying the foundation stone in 1965, in October, because I'd just come back from Aden that day. They'd gone to lay the foundation at the time. They were busy doing that, and my mother came to meet me at the airport with my sister. Father used to have the carpenter in Zaria in St. James's Road. He used to get the box and do for them every time, every month when they come home from sea. He'd want them to pay 2 and 6 and put it in the box for them, so that if he wanted to build a mosque, help him to make it there. And we used to pay as well. From your pocket money, we used to put into it, and we had these things would go. And then when they didn't, he'd go around all the houses, the towns, you haven't paid nothing, come on, to everything, you know, to remind them all to pay for the money to do it, to get the money to for the mosque, so they could buy the land as well. And that is starting from there. And then he built the mosque, was being built the mosque just before he died. He was the mosque, I've got to come. I said, it's not yours, it doesn't belong to you. He says, I know, but if I don't go, they won't finish it off. He was out painting the windows around the floor, got up on the ladder, and he had a bad heart. I'm going to paint, and he was painting around the windows there. And it was, I think it was a couple of weeks. So early in the morning, I hear this knock on my door. I'm opening my window and look out, and that time we used to have the different windows. And my mother hadn't been to tell my brother he was in hospital. My brother only lived 3 minutes away from where she lived. And he has a car, and they had telephones. But no, she didn't think of that. She comes running down to me, all the way, walking all the way from her house to mine, to tell me in the early hours of the morning. So we run back, get to my brother, tell my brother what's happened. I just think I made beans and eggs or something simple like that for the children. Just eat your grandfather's in hospital, go back with my brother and my mother to the hospital. We get there at the door and we see doctors and nurses running. My mother says, that's him. The next thing I say, sorry, he just died. So it was a case of, he's died. Who do I get? What do I do? Now, who's going to bury him? Who's going to wash his body? Who's going to do this? The funeral took place. A few days, I think it was a day or 2 later, I know it was done quick, because he always liked it to be buried quick. And so the first solar from this mosque was for his funeral. Very, very big.